So now we will, I'm going to call to order our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. It's approximately 7:10 p.m. The Board of Supervisors met at approximately 6 p.m. in an executive session to discuss legal matters. The Board convened out here for the public hearing at approximately 6:55 p.m., held the public hearing on the liquor license, and now we are beginning our regularly scheduled meeting. So with that, I'd ask that everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct a roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
And Supervisor Ayuriza.
Here.
Five present.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Crispin. The board, the full board is present. We have a quorum. The next item on our agenda is visitor public comment. So, again, this is the time and place. Anyone wishing to place comment into the record, this there is a session for visitor public comment at the end of the meeting as well. And I'd ask that you limit comments to about 3 minutes. Same rules as usual. Mr. Gamble knows them well. First name, last name, address, and then the floor is yours. So.
Okay, Richard Gamble, 39 Hopkinsville Road, Hershey, Pennsylvania. I'd like to make a comment regarding the new business under A. As supervisors, you've all been elected to represent the community, the people that live in this community. You have the responsibility to do sharing as well as the interest of property. You have the interest of those people that came here, started businesses for the purposes of our community and business. I don't think we need duplication of gas stations, pharmacies, whatever. I think we have enough, particularly in the area that's described. You take a look at the effect that this development could have and will have on most of the people in the surrounding area. Not only the people who came here to start businesses, they are members of our community. I think bringing in outsiders who have no interest is not a good idea because, again, like I said, your responsibility is to the people of our community. You represent our interest, our property, and our values. So please keep that in mind when you move forward with this project. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gamble. Anyone else? All right, seeing as no one is coming forward, we will close this portion of the visitor public comment session. Again, there will be a second one later. That will take us to the consent calendar items. The items under the consent calendar are in the agenda for you. There's a copy of the agenda at the desk in the back of the meeting room. Typically, the board can decide if they want to take each item individually or all at once, and so I will defer to my colleagues. Is there a motion?
I will make a motion that the board accepts the consent calendar of items A through C as outlined in tonight's agenda.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff to approve those three items. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, the motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion on any of the three items? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is new business. The first item under new business, which is A, is the adoption of adjudication and order for conditional use application number 2022-06. As filed by Little Old Governor Crossing, LLC and Sheets, Inc. regarding a master plan development for redevelopment of approximately 7.42 acres of land generally located in the southwestern quadrant of the intersection of West Governor Road and Fishburne Road. At this time, I think I'll turn this back over to Mr. Nelson.
Yes.
So the board discussed this in executive session that was announced at this meeting in November. Based on this discussion, I have prepared a written adjudication. I am going to read, since I assume you do not want to hear all 46 pages of it, I will read just the order and then a short summary of what that order is based on. Does that work for the board?
And then does the board then?
Then the board will need to vote on whether or not to approve that adjudication.
So a motion to approve or not, right?
Okay. Yes. But the board is fine with that approach?
Yes.
Okay. So based on deliberations and discussion with the board, I hereby propose the following order. And now, this 14th day of November, 2023, upon consideration of the foregoing findings of fact, discussion, and conclusions of law, and at a publicly advertised meeting, the Board of Supervisors of Derry Township hereby denies Linglow Governor Crossing LLC's application for conditional use approval of a master plan development, application for conditional use approval of a fuel service major, application for conditional use approval of a multifamily apartment dwellings, and application for conditional use approval of a group child care facility on lands located at the southwest corner of West Governor Road and Fishburne Road, otherwise known as the property as defined in the above findings of fact. The basis for these denials is set forth more fully in the findings of fact, discussion, and conclusions of law laid out in the attached adjudication. And the summary of the discussion goes as follows. In summary, the board denies the master plan development conditional use application and thus the other three conditional use applications filed by Linglow due to Linglow's failure to properly prove ownership and control over all of the lands proposed to be included in the project, for failing to prove compliance with subsections D and E of section 225-501.19 of the Township Code concerning the fuel service major use, and for failing to prove compliance with subsections 225-501.58.A.4.G and 225-501.58.A.7.E of the Township Code concerning parking. In addition, the board denies these applications for having a substantial and profound negative impact upon the public's health, safety, and welfare due to the unusual negative impact the project will have on traffic congestion in the area and use of the alley, such impact being significantly greater than would normally be expected from a master plan development or from a fuel service major, multifamily apartment dwellings, or group child care facility or use. In addition, the board found that the application would have a profound negative impact on traffic in general in the area of the property. That is the order and the summary of the adjudication. I'm looking for a vote to either approve or deny.
All right, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the order, so that I'll make a motion that the adjudication and order for conditional use application number 2022-06 is hereby adopted. Is there a second to my motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion or questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously.
And just for clarification's sake, copies of the order will be mailed out tomorrow to all parties. If we have your email addresses, it will also be emailed out to you. If, Mr. Strong, if you want to wait, I can give you a signed copy tonight, or we can just mail it to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow's fine.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, everyone. The next item on the agenda is B. It's the preliminary final land development plan for Taco Bell, plat 1375. And Mr. Habig is here, so Mr. Habig, I'll turn it over to you on this item.
Is the applicant for Taco Bell here? Okay, I'm just going to have you get in a position where you can get to the podium. While he's getting in position, I will start the preliminary final land development plan for Taco Bell, Plat 1375. Homelstown Investors, LLC, the owner of an existing Taco Bell restaurant, seeks to remove and the existing building and associated park and landscaping and some stormwater conveyance facilities on the property and construct a new Taco Bell restaurant. The 2,350 square foot building will be raised and replaced with a 2,455 square foot building, and the seating will be reduced from 44 seats down to 30 seats. The new facility will be served by a dual drive-through ordering lane, new landscape lighting, curbing and parking areas. Any non-conformity with parking based on location has become less non-conforming due to this plan. Food services with a drive-through is a permitted use in the general commercial zoning district, and stormwater is being treated as a reduction from the current conditions. In all instances, the coverages are compliant with the zoning ordinance regulations, and there are no unusual waivers at this time. With that, I'll hand it over to the applicant.
You want me to just go through the redevelopment of the property?
Can you tell me what your name is?
Yeah, first introduce yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Brian Cleary. I'm the engineer for the applicant, Homelstown Investors, LLC.
Okay. So just I won't make you go through a whole presentation. Let me just see first if there are questions. Because this is fairly straightforward, I think. So you're taking the existing Taco Bell on Walton Avenue there?
Correct. We're taking it and knocking down everything. And then rebuilding from scratch.
Okay, so I can see the new design on the board, on the screen. Does anybody on our board have any questions for the applicant, at least on the plan itself, or any of the waivers that are contained here? And I'll ask Mr. Habig and also Mr. Stump, are there either of you have any observations, thoughts, or concerns about this plan before us?
No concerns from zoning or land development.
From a traffic standpoint, the new facility will generate very comparable traffic to what's there today. They are reconfiguring the driveway a little bit from the way it is now, but nothing significant.
Mr. Nelson.
Hey, Eric. One of the waivers talks about the sewage planning, and both Pat and I had a question of why don't we just let the county or DEP decide whether or not it's necessary? Why are we waiving that? Why don't we just say whatever they decide, we will follow? I guess the waiver request kind of confuses us.
Do you have that?
The second or third or last waiver.
The waiver regarding the submission of a planning module?
Correct.
The reasoning that we have to approve the waiver is the property is currently developed with a similarly sized fast food restaurant, and the proposed development will result in a reduction of seats, which would decrease the sewer discharge. Therefore, exemption is not required.
Yeah, in my experience, usually in these cases, the township and the developer look to DEP and say, here's the situation, tell us planning's not necessary. We get a letter from DEP that says, yeah, we agree planning's not necessary, and we go from there. I don't know why we would grant a waiver to, you know, just not even get that from DEP.
One of the conditions that we do have is that the applicant shall comply with all outside agency requirements, including but not limited to PennDOT, DEP, FAA, EPA.
Right.
We as staff would be amenable to converting that from a waiver to a condition of approval that they go through DEP. However, the applicant, would you be willing to accept that as a condition of approval?
Yes, if that's what the board requires. We requested it because there's less seating. It's currently a Taco Bell.
And I fully understand the logic behind it, but at least in my experience in these situations, not that I'm usually very involved, but I usually see a letter from DEP saying, you know, someone's written them saying, hey, we don't think we need planning. And we get a letter back from DEP saying, we agree, you don't. And then that fulfills that condition. You don't need a waiver to it. You just, you know, you fulfilled it by having DEP say nothing's needed.
Yes, we have no issues with that. Okay. A lot of times we kind of defer to the municipalities for the redevelopments.
Right.
Sometimes an exemption may have been approved 25 years ago that we just don't know about. Can't find any records on it. So if it's a redevelopment like this, especially where we're reducing seats, we'll typically ask for the waiver, and we're at the mercy of the township. If it's not approved, then it's not approved. We'll go get it. It won't be that big of an issue, but it's just one step that we're hoping to avoid. But we have no issues with obtaining something from DEP.
Right. Okay. And then I guess my other question I'll direct to you regarding the street tree waiver. If it's not granted, is there a place to put it?
If we could, we would put them on the west side of the property, which is plan left, because what we're planning to do, we need variance approval for signage on this property. It's not shown on this plan, but on the right-hand side of the driveway, we're planning on putting, I think it's about an 8-foot-tall monument sign. So we would want the east side of the property from that monument sign to the east to be as open as possible for people to see the relatively small sign. Mm-hmm. So if we were required to provide some street trees, it would be on the west side of the property. Okay.
Thank you, that's all I have.
You're welcome.
The sign would be located roughly where the hand is on the screen.
Are there any board members have questions?
I have a question on the sign. Is that going to interfere with visual of traffic going either way?
No. They were made aware that the sign would need to be located outside the site distance triangle, which is the dashed line right here. So the sign will be clear of the site distance triangle.
The whole sign is not going to hang over?
No.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
All right. I mean, look, honestly, it's fairly, what you're doing here is pretty straightforward. You're not asking for much. The waivers are minor. If I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and I think if I do this right, I'll make a motion that the waivers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 are granted from the Subdivision Land Development Ordinance, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item, the preliminary final land development plan for Taco Bell, plat 1375. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Are there any questions or discussion? And as part of this motion, since we're removing the waiver, which is the expectation is you'll get the letter document,
yes,
from DEP acknowledging that there really doesn't need to be a change to your sewer project.
And if we need the exemption, then we'll get the exemption.
Okay. And certainly the township staff can be helpful. To the extent they can be helpful.
Yes.
All right, all in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. We need a second motion on the actual plan. Would anybody like to make that motion? I'll go ahead and make that motion, that the preliminary final land development plan for Taco Bell, plat 1375, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 9 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
I'll second that.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions, discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on our agenda is the consideration of adoption of resolution number 2023-21, authorizing the Derry Township Police Department to request grant funding from the Commonwealth Local Share Account Fund, which are DCED gaming funds, and to designate township officials to execute all documents associated with the application and any awards therein. I was looking for you, Lieutenant Roach. I was looking down there at the chief, and I'm thinking, where is he? Where is he? I'm sorry.
Yeah, talking to members of the board, Mr. Chairperson. 2007, the Derry Township Police Department acquired a 37-foot mobile command communication vehicle, rather large RV. We acquired that vehicle from a combination of federal, state, municipal, and county funds. The vehicle serves as an operational asset not only for the township for all of our pre-planned events, but also for unplanned critical responses, not only within the township, but also in the county. And because of the funding sources back in 2007, we do have to have the vehicle available for outside responses as part of the South Central Task Force. Due to the age and technological advances over the years, some of the current equipment within the vehicle is no longer operationally effective or functional, namely audio and visual components of the vehicle. I conducted an assessment in concert with the vehicle manufacturer, and he elicited an estimated $183,128 cost to relocate the vehicle back to the manufacturer site in Wisconsin and to retrofit the following components: the chassis, some of the DC electrical components, our audio and visual components, our mast and mast mounted components, video cameras, and some miscellaneous parts, the awning, the stabilizers, things of that nature. As part of the grant requirements through the state DCED, municipal local municipal authority has to approve submission of the grant, and we have to identify two persons that can execute all financial documents associated with the grant. I have identified Mr. Christman and Mr. Wyckoff as the financial representatives for the township for this particular grant.
I just have two questions, Tim. Is this is the same mobile command vehicle like you would see during concerts?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
It is. And at times, does the township department take the vehicle to other municipalities to help with other events that they may be experiencing?
We do, predominantly in Dauphin County. I can't remember. We've been on standby for some incidents outside of the county, but predominantly all our responses have been within neighboring agencies here in Dauphin County.
And if, I don't know, you know, if maybe all board members have done this, but if you've never been in that mobile command vehicle, when you have it deployed, and typically it's in concerts, but it's very impressive, and you can see the real value of it to the police department, to law enforcement. I won't babble on, but thank you. Does anybody would like to make a motion for this?
Question?
Lieutenant
Rocha,
I just have a quick question. If the police department doesn't obtain this grant, is this funding something that would have to be put into a future Derry Township budget so that this command center
can... I would recommend that. I would recommend that, ma'am. The full functionality of the vehicle is certainly appreciating over the last couple of years.
Okay.
We are working right now. We're working with Dauphin County, so radio components are also technologically behind. And there is a plan in place between the township and Dauphin County Department of Public Safety to upgrade those radio components. That's a separate project that is not involved with this grant request. We're working with them on localized funding.
But as Supervisor Abruzzo said, this is something that is used beyond Derry Township, so this seems like it would be a perfect use of this type of grant.
Yes, it's not only beyond Derry Township, it's just beyond law enforcement scope, too. There's a lot of emergency management, fire-type incidents. We've seen this vehicle being utilized.
It's an amazing vehicle. I'm actually when you consider that the technology in it is predominantly from 2007 and we're going to 2024, just think, what kind of technology do you have in your own home that's different than 2007? I'm amazed with what it lasted this long, yeah, truthfully.
Yes.
Any other questions?
I just wanted to make a note, there is a $100 application fee for the CDE to submit these requests.
Then forget it. I was supportive. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we adopt resolution 2023-21, authorizing the Derry Township Police Department to submit a request for grant funding totaling $183,128 from the Commonwealth Local Share Account Fund to retrofit an existing command and communication vehicle with upgraded equipment, and to designate Supervisor Carter Wyckoff and Township Manager Chris Christman as authorized township officials to execute all associated grant documents and awards therein. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zmuda. Any questions? Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is D. It's the consideration of resolution number 2023-22. A resolution of the Township of Derry, Dauphin County, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, establishing the meeting dates of the Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry for the year 2024. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are getting close to that time of year where we can start talking about 2024. Each year, the Board of Supervisors does approve the calendar for the upcoming fiscal year. In this case, in your packet this evening, is resolution 2023-22. Setting the meeting dates for the Board of Supervisors calendar. Now, I do have a question for the Board tonight. Traditionally, the Board has had its budget hearing as a separate meeting night during the fiscal year. In this case, for next year, it's scheduled for November 19th at 5:30. My question to the Board this evening is, are you interested in potentially moving that to November 12th at 5:30 prior to your regularly scheduled Board meeting? Beginning at 5:30, we would run the budget hearing up until the board's regular meeting at 7. The reason I ask is that gives the administration a bit of breathing room in terms of advertising requirements for the proposed budget for that following fiscal year, so the 2025 budget. It would allow some flexibility in when it could be adopted. Either it could be adopted then on December 3rd or December 17th of next year. If it turns out it's December 3rd and there's a light meeting load scheduled for the 17th, it might be able to cancel that meeting just prior to the Christmas holiday. So I just put that out there as a question. I'm happy to keep it on the 19th if that's what your preference is, if you like having it on a separate evening, but I just thought I would offer that as an opportunity for you.
Thoughts, board members? Anybody?
I like the idea.
You like it, right?
Yeah.
So, well, sounds like you have the support of the board to move that November 19th budget hearing to November 12th at 5:30.
Yes, thank you. We'll make that change. If you approve the resolution tonight, we'll make that change in the final copy.
Okay, so we don't have to add that to the resolution, no, to our motion.
We'll just tweak it.
Okay. All right, look, if there are no questions for Mr. Christman on this next year's meeting dates, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors approve resolution number 2023-22, establishing the meeting dates for the Board of Supervisors for calendar year 2024.
Motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any questions? Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is item E. It's the consideration for the adoption of resolution number 2023-23, authorizing the adoption of the Dauphin County Emergency Operations Plan for use as the Township of Derry Emergency Operations Plan. Lieutenant Roach.
Sir, the township originally adopted the Dauphin County Emergency Operations Plan back in November 2008. And as the township land statute does require that emergency operations plans be reviewed, readopted every 2 years by the municipality, or whenever there's a major revision to the plan, or whenever there's a significant change to the composition of the township board of supervisors. In this case, Dauphin County Commissioners adopted and reissued minor revisions to the countywide plan back in December of 2022, thereby creating the need for us to readopt it within this two-year period. So note, Title 35 does require that every municipality adopt some type of emergency operations plan. It's customary within Dauphin County. I believe all but some of the very northern tier jurisdictions, some of the rural township, Elizabethville, all the other municipalities in the township do adopt the county's plan. So it's my recommendation that Dauphin Township do the same. So seeking resolution to be adopted tonight to accept that plan as our plan.
And in your opinion, Lieutenant Rose, that we led the effort on those emergency operations we've had in this township in the past, and we've had someone who declared state of emergencies. The plan that we're approving, you're satisfied that it addresses?
Yeah, it serves in our best interest because of continuity of operations of the municipalities around us, and you know, what I'm doing then will be able to the county, we're working hand in hand with their emergency management agency, and as you know, the parent organization of our emergency management agency. So continuity of operations flows a little bit better with us adopting the plan.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the Lieutenant? Can we have a motion?
I move that the board adopt resolution 2023-2023 authorizing the adoption of the Dauphin County Emergency Operations Plan as the authorized emergency operations plan for the Township of Derry.
Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda then is F. It's the consideration of HRG's proposal for a scope of services related to the Downtown Hershey Gateway Improvement Project. Mr. Crispin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you're aware, and the board is aware, the township has applied for and received two grants, most recently in the last year or so. I believe our transportation, we've been talking about this for some time, but the Commonwealth Financing Authority Multimodal Grant and Commonwealth Financing Authority Local Share Grant, each of which was a $500,000 grant from the Commonwealth's $1 million grant for this Downtown Hershey Gateway Improvement Project that was before you at some point, I believe, last year. For consideration, we're now at a point that it's time to develop a scope of services from HRG to design, plan, to actually do the project. It's a $917,000 project. So before you tonight is that scope of services that's provided by HRG. That total cost is projected at $139,065. As you're aware, our grant only allows us to see 10% reimbursement of that. So the balance of that is roughly about $125,000. Would be paid for out of township funds towards the project. Right now I can tell you that the proposed fiscal year 2024 budget does include these dollars in it as part of our general engineering line item, if you were to approve that this evening. I'll turn it over to Mr. Stump if he has some things to add about the project overall to kind of refresh our collective memory about what it is and sort of what HRG's scope of services may look like as we move forward with design.
Sure, the grant funding is intended to enhance kind of the gateways to the downtown, both coming eastbound and westbound along Chocolate Ave, as well as northbound along Cocoa Ave. It involves additional flashing signals at crosswalks, some bulb outs along 743, as well as the reduction or lane reduction heading eastbound out of town out by Mansion Parav area to terminate that second through lane sooner. So it's only one lane exiting town as you go past Mansion. The, as Chris mentioned, the engineering services are reimbursable by the grant, up to 10% of the grant amount. Typically, engineering and CACI tend to be 20 to 25% of the total project cost. So there is that. Otherwise, there's not necessarily a match component to either one of the grant programs.
This part I'm just reading through the safety improvements, Eric, because I think this is, you know, it's a worthwhile project because all of these are safety improvements at various intersections, at the different gateways, okay, through the township. One of them, the last one is, involves the eastern gateway, which is 422 Chocolate Avenue, and it addresses the last sentence of your memo. It's eliminating the pedestrian refuge island at Parrot Avenue. Am I reading that right? So is that the current island that's there that's going to be removed? I could be reading that wrong, but
yeah, that was not planned to remove that. Is that in the scope or is that in something else?
It's in one of the bullet points under general project description.
It's part of the scope there, page two, paragraph one.
That is not planned to be removed as part of the project yet. That call should not have been in there. So yeah, so it's adding flashing lights there, but maintaining that pedestrian refuge halfway through.
Well, that's it. That's the only reason I raised that as a question. I was just curious as to why we were eliminating it. But that's
that is the same.
These are all good. Any questions for Eric on this issue, on this motion, on the matter?
I just have some comments. The projects listed would greatly enhance the motor and pedestrian safety along that Chocolate Avenue corridor. And as a senior member of the transportation group, along with Ms. Nutt over here, we've been pushing for a lot of these enhancements for quite a while now. I can say personally, I've been pushing for the bulb outs for quite a while, ever since I got on that committee, or group, I'm sorry. I like the idea of getting this done, and I think the people that live along there, especially East Chocolate, will be happy when and if these are done.
So to that point, with regard to that Eastern Gateway, I think there were some different discussions or ideas thrown out there with what could be done there, whether that could, because right now it's four lanes wide. You have the left turn lane, and then you have one lane coming towards town, two lanes going out of town. Once you change that from four lanes to three lanes, you're going to have some extra space. And one of the ideas that we're going to need to work out is whether that extra space maybe becomes a bike lane or maybe a parking lane, or what to do with that extra space. With traffic calming down in mind, keeping speeds down, you just have an extra wide shoulder that encourages people to go faster, which kind of defeats the purpose of what we're looking to do through there. So that's certainly something still to be determined. So we are, as well as PennDOT needs to agree with the lane reduction and shifting that further to the west. So this scope includes the work to get up to that point to A, figure out exactly what we want to do there, as well as get PennDOT on board with the concept so that there would be a kind of a part two to this to then do the design on what's detailed there.
Make sure you work towards this end. It's something a lot of people are looking forward to. Thanks, sir.
Mr. Chairman, just before we move on, before the board takes action, and it might take action, Eric, if you could reissue the scope of services with the amended changes as we noted this evening, so we have the correct version on file. Yep. Well, that's all I have.
Any other questions for Mr. Stump on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
Board of Supervisors authorizes the Township Manager to execute scope of service with HRG for Downtown Hershey Gateway Improvement Project as outlined this evening.
Right, Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Stone. The next item on the agenda is G. It's the acceptance of the financial security for the stormwater management plan for 286 L Way, E-L-L-E Way. It's S-2023-013. Mr. Habig.
This is a standard financial security for stormwater management at a private residence located at 286 L Way. Does the board have any questions regarding the specifics of this case?
This is a fairly perfunctory matter, so I don't have any questions. Anybody have questions about this item? All right, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion that we accept the financial security in the amount of $10,244 and enter into an agreement to provide financial security between Danilo de Lima Gomez and Rosa Maria Cristina Martinez Pena from the Township of Stormwater Management Plan for 286 S-TAC-2023-013.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and motion passes unanimously. The next item is H. It's the acceptance of financial security for the Stormwater Management and Erosion and Sediment Pollution Control Plan for 1110 Middletown Road. Mr. Hayden?
Much the same as item G. This is a stormwater management and erosion and sediment pollution control plan for a private residence located at 1110 Middletown Road. Are there any questions from the board regarding this project?
Nope. I'll go ahead and make a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $19,833 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Raphael Peters and the Township for the Stormwater Management and Erosion and Sediment Pollution Control Plan for 1110 Middletown Road, S-2023-011. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is I. It's the acceptance of financial security for the Stormwater Management and Erosion and Sediment Pollution Control Plan for 420 West Granada Avenue. Mr. Abbott.
This again is a stormwater management facility for a private residence proposing to add a detached garage and new driveway at 420 West Granada Avenue. Are there any questions from the board regarding this project?
I don't. Anyone wants to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $7,233 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Joseph and Maureen Burke and the Township for Stormwater Management and Erosion and Sediment Pollution Control for 420 West Granada Avenue, S-2023-016.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving this motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The last item under new business is J. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 835 Old Trail Road. I have a feeling that we're going to get the same comment from you, Mr. Henry.
Yes, this is a stormwater management plan for a private residence at 835 Old Trail Road. Does the board have any questions regarding this project?
No. Do we have a motion? Mr. Corrado?
Okay, I'll make that motion. The Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $14,770 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Brad and Lisa Zacharia and the township for the stormwater management plan for 835 Old Trail Road, S-2023-20.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion or questions? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. That concludes new business. I will turn to Supervisor Board of Committee reports. Mr. Zimula.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The only thing I'd like to do is thank the township, the people in the township, for giving me another chance in another 6 years. I appreciate that. I am humbled.
Very good. Congratulations, Mr. Zimula.
Thank you.
Mr. Corrado.
Nothing to add except congratulations.
Thank you.
Mrs. Nutt. Mr. Wyckoff.
I will round out the group with the same. Congrats.
Thank you, sir.
Very good. All right, and I have no further Board of Committee reports, and I already congratulated you. So, but that'll take us to departmental reports. The first is the Police Department. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of things in the last couple of weeks. We set up and have started running the Milo virtual trainer. That's the virtual training system we received through the local union grants. So that has been installed. It's up and running. We took the first iteration of officers through some scenario-based training last week, and it seemed to go well. So we're going to keep getting used to the system, how to work it, and so forth, putting some officers through some scenario-based training. We have two more officers attending CIT, which is critical intervention training. That's run through the county. It's a program that runs with our co-responders, and it equips officers to be able to effectively communicate and handle situations when folks are having some mental breaks and are having difficulties. The officers are trained in how to communicate with them and de-escalate situations if possible turn to happen. So when these two officers get up, we'll have about a third of the department trained, and we'll keep training officers as long as they offer the training until we get everybody through it. And then the last thing is I attended the SS4A, faculty member 2 for me today, which is the Safe Streets for All meeting at the Harrisburg Chamber offices. The group discussed some initial data sets that were made from PennDOT gathered information. The steering committee is comprised of people from different disciplines from the counties in the South Central PA region, and they are going to create plans for traffic safety improvements in South Central PA. And those improvements we mapped out so that funding can be obtained from the federal government to carry out those safety improvements. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chief. Hershey Volunteer Fire Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of quick notes. 83 calls for the month of October. This past Monday night, we finished up our 4 weeks of home training for all our firefighters and drivers. Put a little primer out there. Santa will be visiting here in the first coming weeks of December, so watch for our announcements on that. And lastly, there has been some inquiries on the Thanksgiving meal that we traditionally did, but since COVID has come around, that has really forbidden us to get back in on our feet to do that. So there will not be a dinner hosted this year at the firehouse.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Public Works, Mr. Piccolo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing to report other than leaves. It's pretty much what the whole department's focused on at this point. This time of the year right now, we're in our heaviest amounts that we get for the year. It's usually a 2 to 3 week period, typically. If we get to Thanksgiving caught up, we're doing really well. We're hoping for that. We have gotten some comments. People are not completely happy with their leaves not being completely picked up. There's stragglers left behind. That is typical for this time of year with the heavy loads. We just They have to move, they have to get through, get the bulk, and keep moving just because of the sheer amounts that we're collecting. If we stop for every little leaf, we'll never get through the township.
So, Bob, do you do like two sweeps then through the township? Or you do, I mean, so recognizing there could be, I know in certain areas of the community where the leaf collection is enormous. So will you go back, do you as a general rule do a second sweep, a second pass like a week or two later?
Yes. In fact, we're one of the few townships that collects leaves weekly for a number of months. So typically for 2 months, we'll collect leaves once a week if we're on schedule. So every week in front of your house, when we're on schedule, you'll have leaf pickup into December. So that's, you know, there's not a whole lot of townships that do that. And two pickups for the whole year. So that's why we try to, you know, tell people, don't get excited, stay calm. We'll be back next week, the week after that, the week after that, the week after that. We will get them, but to get these enormous amounts of leaves right now, we just have to pop the idea. So, and then the sweeper, some people are requesting the sweeper follow the leaf, the leaf truck. We have one sweeper truck that can cover 5 leaf trucks.
Right.
So, but, you know, it's going well, and we're keeping up, so we're doing good with this. So hopefully we'll get over the hump here at Thanksgiving.
So do we talk about me? Do we publish that, Becky? Okay. I just want to make sure, because I didn't know that, and that's a really interesting fact. I didn't realize that you were coming every week. And so, because sometimes we do get complaints, and we forward them on, but that's good to know that just we're always coming back.
We can clarify that. Maybe we are saying that, but maybe we need to.
I mean, maybe next year, right before, because it's always a big time, right? Right. In our emails, maybe we kind of highlight for folks.
And well, we have to.
That's really important. That's really, because I do notice there are some areas of township that just have heavier leaf collection than others, but I didn't realize that you guys went through so many times.
Yes.
And then,
it seems like Sandhill Road is every week. That's what I mean.
It's once a week. When we're on schedule. And it, like last week, real quickly, Friday was a holiday, so we didn't get to Friday because we were so backed up. So Friday didn't get picked up, but it'll this week. So, and then the last thing I had was, because there could be some questions and calls coming in, our park staff is starting to close down and winterize the bathrooms. So at Shank Kelder and Founders Park, the bathrooms are closed. We have to winterize this time of the year before the heavy freeze is coming in. We don't want to, you know, have pipes exploding and things like that. So that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Jackson, the library.
Our Thanksgiving hours are coming up next week. So the library will close at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, November 22nd, and then we're closed on November 23rd and 24th. However, we are open on Saturday, November 25th.
Good. Thank you. And Amy, Parks and Rec.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to say thank you also to Mr. Piccolo for commenting on the restroom modernization. We have had a few calls at the community center. And our public outreach coordinator is helping to spread the word through social media, the township website, and the e-news to notify township residents that may not be aware that that happens typically this time of year. At the community center, we have coming up Santa's Holiday Swim Fest. So we had registration open earlier this week. And then non-resident registration will happen tomorrow. And in addition to that, we have registration is now open for our winter swim lessons earlier this week. And then again, tomorrow will be for non-residents as well.
Very good. Thank you very much. Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
No report from me tonight.
No report for community development.
Mr. Christman.
I do want to point out, I know it's getting close for Bob. As you know, he's retiring very, very soon. This may be his last meeting, not 100% sure. So it is. He's shaking his head yes. So thank you. You know, from the administrative staff, I've got to say thank you. You've been a tremendous asset to the township. And to me personally, just, you know, your knowledge in public works and in the parks, you will be sorely missed. But I just want to say thank you for your many years of service to the township and wish you well in this next phase. I know it's kind of different, you know, putting on, not having to get up and come in every day. So, but we will miss you, but we'll see you around the township for sure. So, but just want to say thank you.
Thank you. When is your last day?
November 22nd.
Well, you deserve a round of applause. We will close that session of the visitor public comment and we'll move to adjournment. So, is there a motion?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Mr. Zabuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Carano. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.